Okay, 22 is the number today, guys. 22 new cases of COVID in the community. The location of the new cases is Auckland and Whakatīwai. And that's three cases in Whakatīwai. Those three cases, I presume, that we already knew about, they're being officially reported today. Six cases were infectious in the community, six of the 24, or had exposure events. And 18 of them were in isolation throughout the period they were infectious, which goes along with that sort of belief that a number of the new cases now are household contacts. 17 of today's cases, 17 of the 22, are epidemiologically linked, and five are yet to be linked. And just skimming through this information now, I can't see that there are any extra. There have been 8,000 tests in the last 24 hours. No unexpected detections in ESR's latest testing. And some information about vaccines. We might come back to that. That's going to take a bit of number crunching. One new one at the border. So what do we make of this information? Well, the Prime Minister will make an announcement at 4 p.m. today as to whether the Auckland region will be able to move down an alert level. In the meantime, Otago University public health expert Professor Nick Wilson joins me to talk us through the numbers. Hi there, Nick.
Kia ora, Jesse.
You will have got those numbers about the same time I did. What's your initial reaction?
Well, these numbers are still pretty high when we should really be hoping for lower ones if we're going to look at alert level changes. So they are a concern, but even more a concern is really what we learned yesterday with the basic spread into the Waikato, highlighting that we still don't really have a good idea of how well this outbreak's under control. And
we'll come back to the Waikato ones if we can in a moment, Nick, because I'm really keen to talk to you about those. But just to break those numbers down, we have been warned or advised by Ashley Bloomfield, among others, not to take that top line number too literally, or not to panic when we see it. 22 new community cases, but 18 of them were in isolation. If we add the three that we know about in Whakatīwai, it's a very small number of cases that that might have been infectious or that we could regard as not being under control. Would that be fair?
Well, we actually don't know what we don't know to some extent. You know, six cases were infectious in the community, as reported today, so they could have infected other people, and five cases yet to be linked. So we still have this problematic issue of mystery cases being reported every day. And although sometimes, you know, they are solved, at this stage when, you know, we really would want those to be coming down to much lower levels to have a high degree of reassurance that things are under control, it does paint an overall picture that although there's been great progress, especially compared to what's happening in Australia, we're still not in a very good situation, and there's genuine concerns that things could get worse.
Seems to be bubbling along, hey? Seems to be bubbling along. And then this shock, really, I don't think it's too much to call it that, last night to get news of three new cases outside of Auckland, the Level 2 area. What do we know about them, and how concerned are we about them?
Well, this is concerning, really, that the two big concerns is that this individual who was infected, the remand prisoner, was not picked up because the health authorities were specifically thinking he was exposed. It was picked up by a different type of surveillance system connected with the prison. So this highlights that there are people out there in the Auckland area who are probably infectious and we just don't know about. So there's that problem. And then there is the problem of how he was able to be allowed across the border when we're trying to, you know, really focus the outbreak control in one area, that is highly problematic. And I think, you know, there has been a level of really slackness on the internal border arrangements around Auckland. I mean, from the start, I would have liked to have seen anyone crossing that border having to be double vaccinated and then being tested with a rapid test at the border itself. But these things just don't seem to have been happening, and not happening fast enough. So we just haven't done a great job with this internal border.
Yeah, we don't know the whole story, but it does feel tremendously frustrating, the idea that someone with COVID could have travelled over that border and just been picked up by chance. I'm looking at that Whakatiwai on the map, by the way. It's so close to the border. It's actually further north in Pukekohe. But what are the chances the government will carve part of the Waikato off this afternoon when they make a levels announcement?
Well, I think that's a real option they should be very seriously considering. Not only probably keeping Auckland at alert level 4 now, but also to expand that zone, maybe even think about level 3 for the other parts of the Waikato. We've just seen how serious things can go if they're not well controlled, and that is looking across the Tasman at New South Wales and Victoria. They've had to basically give up on elimination, so they're going to be living with this very high burden of cases and potential overloads to their healthcare system until they get their vaccination levels up to very high levels. So yeah, we can see how bad things can get across the Tasman, so we should really be going extra hard to control this outbreak. And the government really needs to look at things like doing masks properly and using them and requiring them in schools, for example, and in workplaces, offices, factories, all those places, the mask wearing is voluntary. So there's a range of things we can do to really tighten things up and hopefully get to elimination more quickly.
I suspect I know the answer to this question, but do you expect and hope that Auckland will be moved down out of level 4 today?
Look, I think the general expert advice will be to keep Auckland at alert level 4 until we really have a better understanding of both what's happening in Auckland and what this spread across to Waikato means. I think the government would be wise to be cautious, and that may actually be the best economic approach in the long run. If we can rapidly speed progress, then the whole country can be get back to a more normal way of life. But if we don't do things really well enough, it could be quite serious. So I'd really encourage the government to keep the current settings, expand to alert level 4 to the Waikato, and do things like masks properly, and maybe, you know, really take into account how tough it is for Auckland and increase economic support for Aucklanders, especially, you know, the lowest income Aucklanders.
Good to talk to you, Nick. Thanks very much.
Good talk.
It's Nick Wilson, Professor Nick Wilson, University of Otago, reacting to the latest COVID numbers.